The Mates Ball, written by Nori Gale and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Jason Todd / Roy Harper. "Hey, Little Wing," Dick started one perfectly pleasant day. Jason looked up from his book. "Yeah?" Dick was currently lying on the floor of the Manor Archives. "Don't you think it's about time you get a mate or something?" He choked and sputtered, "Excuse you? I mean, like, you're an Omega, so don't you have an itch to settle down or something?" Dick pressed. Jason shot him an incredulous look. "You can't be serious." Dick shrugged. "Just asking. I wouldn't know." He snorted. "Yeah, I bet you wouldn't know, alpha-brained and all." "Hey, what's that supposed to mean?" Dick defended. "It means you're being a knothead," Jason said bluntly. Dick's face scrunched up in distaste. "You should watch what you say. B won't like it if he hears you saying that." Jason rolled his eyes. "Like I care. Bruce has been trying to marry me off the first chance he gets. The way I see it, the more vulgar my language is, the less likely some knot-headed alpha will want to be my mate." Dick raised an eyebrow. "That's the goal." This time it was Jason's turn to wrinkle his nose. "Well, yeah. I don't want some snooty alpha trying to turn me into a housewife. You know what I mean." His older brother hummed, and Jason went back to his reading. The conversation was left to be forgotten amongst a regular day's happenings. The next time Jason was forced to think about mates came later on. More specifically, "Abso-fucking-lutely not," Jason growled out. Bruce sighed. "Would it be so bad?" Jason growled in warning. "That's what you think. You're not the one on the other end of the deal." "It's just a mates ball," Bruce argued. "That you want me to attend as a participant," Jason hissed, his angry scent souring the room's atmosphere. A tired sigh escaped Bruce. "It's one night, Jason." "I'd be the center of attention," Jason sneered. Bruce closed his eyes. "You would be the center of attention no matter what kind of ball it was. You're the Wayne Dukedom's only eligible Omega heir." He huffed. "Why can't they go after Dick instead?" "They do," Dick chimed in from where he'd been spectating. They had been having a pleasant family dinner. Alfred had put together a nice spread as always, and Jason had been quite enjoying it. His plans for after dinner had been to return to the archives and finish reading a book that had caught his interest, a recent publication of one of his favorite authors. Then, because Jason couldn't have nice things, Bruce said that he was going to host a mates ball for him. A mates ball was something Jason was familiar with. Occasionally, in his novels, they'd showcase them. However, he also knew what one was due to the fact that he was the second son of the Wayne Duchy. A mates ball was essentially a matchmaking get-together between the nobles. Jason loathed the notion that you could know who you wanted to spend the rest of your life with after one night. It was the stuff from his books. Jason watched as the manor was transformed overnight. Well, over the course of a month. But it certainly felt overnight because the ball was looming closer and closer and Jason really wanted to skip. Dick shot him a supportive smile. "You got this." Jason gave him a flat look and pulled at his shirt collar. "Why aren't you going again? Surely there's some pretty little Omegas looking for a handsome alpha to tie down." His brother grinned. "You think I'm handsome?" "Who said I was talking about you?" Jason snapped back. Dick snickered. It was implied. Jason rolled his eyes and adjusted his clothes one more time. "Whatever helps you sleep at night." Alfred had insisted he dress appropriately, so unfortunately, Jason was forced to wear a formal set. There were too many frills, and it was tight in weird places, and worst of all, he wasn't allowed to wear any perfumes or oils to hide his scent. It was like being naked. Jason growled and huffed as Alfred adjusted his clothes. Now, Master Jason, do try to find someone at tonight's ball, Alfred firmly reminded. Jason bit back his growl. He didn't want to growl at Alfred. Alfie, it's a mate's ball. I don't want nor need a mate. Besides, why must I go but not Dick? Alfred hummed as he tamed Jason's hair. You are the Omega Son of Duke Wayne. Because of that, there is a value to you, whether you like it or not. Master Dick is not as easily obtainable, given he is the oldest. Jason glared at the wall. So I'm just easy pickings. Alfred sighed and adjusted a loose strand of hair on Jason's cheek while subtly scenting him with his wrist. No, it is just that Master Dick's suitors cannot court him without going through the Duke. Begrudgingly, Jason nodded in understanding. Still, he held a distaste for the matter, which, of course, was an understatement. To be more precise, he hated it. He did not like any of it. The idea that he had to go find a mate but not Dick because it was complicated was maddening. Unfair, unjust, sexist. Master Jason, Alfred warned, as Jason's scent soured considerably. He groaned in frustration and forced himself to calm down as much as he could. Alfred pinned a brooch on him, red gem gleaming. Then he was off to the races. Yippee. As Jason slipped into the ballroom, he stuck to the outskirts. He'd convinced Bruce not to announce him as the ball's star in exchange for Jason assuring him he wouldn't flee the first chance he got, which meant he could hide along the edges of the ball and avoid any nosy alphas. This mate's ball was well done. Bruce had outdone himself, and Jason reluctantly could admit that if it wasn't for the purpose of the ball, he would maybe enjoy himself more. The food wouldn't be served for a while, but Jason could smell it, and it smelled great. Alfred had outdone himself as always. The decor was tasteful, nothing like the gaudy balls that some of the royalty liked to have. The florals were fairly scentless, but Jason could appreciate a good flower arrangement. The ballroom's floor was cleared for dancing, and he internally groaned at the idea of having to dance with someone. He knew how. Bruce had made sure all of them learned. Jason had learned with Dick. Dick had sore feet for the entire duration of their lessons, and Jason wished he could say it was an accident. As the sun set fully and the candles were lit, young unmated nobles filed into the ballroom. Jason wrinkled his nose as it was assaulted with various scents. Flowers, fruits, woods, earthen scents, even some oddball scents could be detected in the air. It was simply too strong. Jason choked on air and beelined for the balcony. Fresh air hit him in the face and he coughed until his nose stopped burning. "Scents too strong?" a voice called from beside him. Before him was a rugged alpha, red hair, warm freckles, and eyes the color of tree leaves. The alpha's clothes were not well put together. However, Jason didn't really care. It wasn't like he was interested. Jason blinked. Yeah, what of it? If you followed me out here to ask for a dance, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm not looking for a mate. The alpha snorted. You came to a mate's ball and aren't looking for a mate. Well, not all of us came here willingly, Jason snapped. The stranger nodded. Yeah, that's fair. Jason raised an eyebrow skeptically. Shouldn't you be out there looking for a mate? Maybe I'm also not interested in a mate, the strange alpha said, as if it was obvious. Then again, they were both out here, hiding from the rest of the party, so the answer was a little obvious, wasn't it? Jason grinned. I'm Jason. The alpha smiled back. Roy. So, Roy, did your dad also insist you go to a mate's ball for the sake of it being your duty or something equally ridiculous? Jason decided to ask. How'd you know? Roy said dryly with a smirk. Jason felt warmth fill him, seeing Roy's smirk. Roy huffed. Duke Wayne is hosting this ball. I was told to go make friends with the Waynes. Ah, that was him, wasn't it? Roy was sent to go talk him up, for the sake of political marriages and such. Did you? Jason asked curiously. Roy chuckled. Nah, no point. There's at least 50 other alphas in there right now who were sent on the same mission. Sure, there's other Omegas in there, but most of them came with the goal of getting the Omega with the highest station to be their mate. I ain't gonna measure up to all that. Jason's brows knit together. How do you know? What do you mean? Roy asked, confused. I mean, like, How do you know you don't have a chance with the Wayne Omega? Jason clarified. Roy shrugged. I mean, look at me. I come from a Marquess, so I'm not on the same social standing. And to be honest, I don't know that I want to be some pompous Omega's mate. Jason bristled. Who said that the Omega's pompous? Maybe they're down to earth and like reading. Yeah, right. As if a Duke's Omega child would grow up to be anything but spoiled. Reading? They probably don't even know how, Roy said with a laugh. In retrospect, Jason shouldn't have gotten so mad. It was unbecoming of him, and to be frank, it wasn't that deep. However, hindsight is mostly 20/20, and it was still the present. So, of course, Jason could not stand for the slander against him by some cocky, knot-headed alpha who didn't know him. Excuse you, I can read perfectly fine, Jason growled out. Roy paused his laughing and stared at Jason. Jason continued. And for the record, I'm not spoiled, pompous, or anything of the sort. I'm perfectly chill. You'd have a better chance with me if you quit making assumptions. Roy stared at him as Jason huffed in annoyance. Then, to his surprise, Roy cracked a grin. Yeah, I know. Jason gaped. What? I knew, the whole time, Roy reinstated coolly. What? Jason said intelligently. Roy chuckled. I know you're the Duke's Omega kid. I was just riling you up. You should see the look on your face, by the way. It's hilarious. Jason let out a frustrated growl. You can't be serious. Oh, I am, Roy chimed in. I'm such an idiot, Jason bemoaned. Nah, you're quite handsome, you know, Roy said with a too happy smile. Smug little... Wait, handsome? Jason flushed. You can't do that. Roy gave him an innocent look. Do what? Do that. Jason gestured wildly at Roy in flustered frustration. Roy hummed. Sorry, I haven't the faintest idea what you could mean. Jason growled and stalked forward, taking Roy by the hand. Roy stuttered as Jason dragged a very surprised Roy back into the smelly ballroom. The music was mid-dance, but Jason pulled Roy into it all the same. Hey, wait, Roy started. I don't know how to dance. Jason rolled his eyes. A noble who doesn't know basic dance? Just put your hand here, and then with this hand, hold mine. Yes, good. I'll lead, so don't worry your pretty little head over it. Roy laughed in disbelief. My pretty little head? Yeah, Jason said. You got a pretty face. Roy laughed as Jason guided them through the dance. They were getting stares from the other couples, though Jason didn't really care. He was too busy proving a point. The second the song ended, Jason tugged Roy out of the ballroom and into the main corridor. Roy sped up his walking to match Jason's pace. Where are we going? Proving a point, Jason said curtly. Okay then, but are we allowed back here? Roy questioned while taking in Jason's home. Jason shrugged. I am. I don't know about you, though. I'm sure it'll be fine. That's not very reassuring, Roy replied. He shrugged and pulled Roy into the family's archives, hands locked. Once they were out of the stuffy ballroom, it was easy to smell the scent of cedar and something metallic. Jason found he quite liked Roy's scent. Roy looked around, and Jason directed him to a chair and sat him down. Then he went to the shelves and pulled out one of his books. What? Roy started. Jason shushed him, and Roy pouted. To strike a young gentleman, your benefactress's son, your young master, Jason read aloud. Roy's pout faded, and he watched with rapt interest. He continued, Master? How is he my master? Am I a servant? No, you are less than a servant, for you do nothing for your keep. There, sit down and think over your wickedness, Jason finished. Roy hummed. So you can actually read? Jason rolled his eyes. Indeed I can, Mr. Sarcastic. Proof helps, of course. Roy grinned mischievously. With a grin like that, Jason couldn't help but share it. He sat the book down and sprawled out on the floor. Roy smiled fondly from where he leaned over Jason in the chair. Jason sighed. As far as mates balls go, it wasn't so bad. Well, you spent all of it away from the actual ball, Roy laughed. Not true, Jason corrected. We danced. Roy snorted. Only so that you could prove you were cultured and not a spoiled brat. Jason closed his eyes and hummed. You're not so bad, Roy. Oh, really now? How do you know I'm not some evil knothead who's looking to score a status boost? Roy asked dramatically. You were being honest earlier, Jason said simply. Roy nodded. Yeah, I was. Jason opened one eye. Good. Roy raised an eyebrow. I want you to court me, Jason said smoothly. Roy's eyes widened and he choked. What? Why? Jason moved his arms behind his head and used them as a pillow. As far as alphas go, you're not bad. Besides, nothing has to come of it. We can simply exchange letters and visit each other every so often. It's not like an actual engagement would come out of it, right? Roy stared at him incredulously, then started laughing. Friends, basically. Maybe more, Jason admitted, but I want to get to know you first. Roy grinned. I think I can get behind that. By the end of the mate's ball, Jason had, in fact, not found a mate, much to Bruce's frustration, especially given the budget for the whole ordeal. Jason simply shrugged and told Bruce that there was no one of interest. However, anyone could see that Jason had been writing a lot of letters since that fateful night. There were also a lot of private visits with a friend, much to everyone's curiosity. So it really shouldn't have come as a surprise when Jason refused to go to the next mate's ball. Nah, I'm good, Jason simply said at dinner one night. Bruce sighed. Jason. Jason rolled his eyes. I already have someone. Needless to say, Jason had reluctantly found a mate at one of the ridiculous mates' balls. The end.